We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. It's the Reardon Roundtable on this Friday afternoon on St. Louis's home for conservative talk. Jane Duker is on the panel. Former State Senator Jeff Smith, Chris Goodson also. You know, we opened with the Chinese spy balloon, and I have to revisit that just because we're getting more images from around the area. I just looked during the break to see if I could see it, and I could not see it. But we've got a couple of people posting, like, it was within view from Illinois over the arch at some point. John Lamping sent me a shot from Augusta. The governor, Governor Mike Parson, tweeted a little while ago, we have received zero communication from the Biden administration regarding reports of the suspected Chinese spy balloon now flying over Missouri. We've also heard no explanation or plan to remove it. Why has this been allowed to reach our heartland? Why has it not been eliminated? I think that's a pretty legitimate question.
Yeah. Are we totally sure that it's not Eric Greitens about to touch down and announce a 2024 primary against Parson?
You know, I think it could be. I know we're kind of laughing about this. And
no, for president this time.
But we want to joke about it, but isn't it kind of bizarre?
It's a little unnerving.
Yes.
I would say so.
Are they filming us? Are they making a new Google map? What is going on?
If I'm Parson, send the National Guard. Shoot it down.
Well, he did mention the National Guard, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
Send Greitens. He can take care of it.
He can blow it up.
All right, Smith.
Wouldn't that be a good campaign ad? We shouldn't give it any ideas.
Let's talk a little politics here. We had more classified documents pretty much found in every former vice president or president's home in the last week. You have were you shocked, Smith, that Hunter said that it was his laptop finally? Now we know it was his laptop. I mean, that was shocking to me and a lot of us because it was denied for so long. So you have that being a part of what's happening in Washington right now. You have Trump doing a big event last week. DeSantis scores a big victory with the College Board. Nikki Haley's going to get in the presidential race apparently on February 15th. So where are we with national politics right now? Kamala is getting thrown under the bus by Elizabeth Warren. All these things are kind of happening at once, aren't they?
There's a lot going on. I think there's a lot of deja vu towards 2016 on the Republican side. You know, when you saw the field splinter so much outside of Trump, making it impossible for the Republican kind of establishment to coalesce around one candidate. Trump, in all those primaries in 2016, as you recall, he'd get 35%, 38%, 40%. And he had a ceiling. But as long as Cruz and Rubio and Kasich and so many others were splitting up that 60%, Trump kept getting a little bit more and a little bit more in those winner-take-all primaries. It looked for a while like DeSantis was going to be strong enough to coalesce the anti-Trump segment of the Republican Party around him, and that in the wake of the 2022 elections, Republicans had come to their senses and realized that this guy, although he beat the most unpopular, probably most unlikable presidential candidate in modern history in Hillary Clinton, it was a close tie between them, in 2016, he cost our party the House in 2018, cost our party the White House in 2020, cost our party the Senate in 2022, and they were about to throw him overboard. And it looked like people were migrating towards DeSantis, but DeSantis has had sort of a weak launch, I would say.
Where is that interpretation? There is no weak launch from DeSantis. In fact, I think he scored a real major victory this week in the situation in Florida, and I think he's doing just fine. Now, the national polling still shows Trump gets support. If you break this down versus the state, look, I'm wrong about politics all the time, but you really think that there's some resurgence here with the president in this presidential race? He barely had a crowd last week. The crowd didn't react to him the way that they have. He's got an issue with the mRNA vaccines with the base right now, so the people that have stuck with him are peeling off for different reasons.
I'm not saying that there's a resurgence to Trump, and it's certainly last thing that I'd want to see. What I am saying is that when it looked a couple months ago like DeSantis might be able to consolidate all of the anti-Trump part of the Republican field, that hasn't been what's happened. Because you're seeing Pompeo, you're seeing Nikki Haley, you're seeing Vice President Pence, you're seeing six or seven other prominent Republicans.
People are not being scared off.
They're not being scared off.
You're right.
And so the problem for DeSantis is that Trump's base is so solid. I was driving around in rural Missouri this last week, and I'm seeing that on the farmhouses, on the barns.
But they've been there for 6 years.
They have been there for 6 years.
No, Trump 2024.
I'm seeing the Trump 2024.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
All over.
Okay,
the
but I would offer you a different version of that, because in you know where I hunt, for example, in Howard County, where my friend has Donald J. Trump Boulevard. After Trump was elected, he's got signs up. He's got one of the deer stands. We literally he named it Trump Tower. He's got a sign, right? You these are people who could not have been more loyal to Trump. For the years, they've moved on. Yeah. They're saying, look, it's time to move to DeSantis. So I think that.
But Nikki Haley, don't you think that's a little interesting? I mean, one, she worked for Trump, so that's kind of an interesting dynamic. So she's, right. I mean, it's going to be hard for her to be, you know, never Trumper because she was one. But she was not scared off. And the whole female factor is interesting. I mean, I agree with Jeff. It's a little weird that so many Republicans are sniffing around.
That's a good to see. This is a foreign concept to you two, my beloved Democrats over here. Primaries are good things. It's a choice. We don't just ordain.
Oh, no, I love that
we don't
have
ordain the candidate and say, "Here's what you people have." There's multiple candidates, and look, Trump,
I still think there's a good shot Democrats are going to have a wide open primary,
and that's a good thing. Primary is a good thing. Trump is obviously wants all the different candidates in there; he can steal the vote. His magic in the bottle's gone. He was one time had that magic. He's like a faded rock star. No one wants to bring the rock star back up onto the stage once he's had it. So your friends out in rural Missouri, even though they may still believe the things Trump believes, the magic's gone. It's
and they'll
over.
Still vote Republican.
And the second thing is the women vote is not coming out for Trump, and women vote more than men. It isn't happening. So he's done. So DeSantis, Haley, those will be good debates, and there'll be more people that'll drop in too. But you want diversity.
I'm fine. I understand your point, though, with the crowded field. And I don't really understand some of the names, like Pence in particular, how he doesn't see the writing on the wall where he thinks his lane is in
no
a presidential
lane.
Primary. There's no lane.
There's no lane.
Yeah, and I think, like, right now, a lot of Republican primary politics is really driven by owning the libs, you know, just hating the people that you're supposed to hate and being hated by those people, too. And you need to project a certain amount of just sort of strength and not giving a you know what. And Pence not only doesn't project that, but there is something just so beta about being like, yeah, other than the little technicality of him wanting to hang me, I think Trump was a great president. Like, that is so beta.
I mean, it's rough.
Pence doesn't inspire anybody. He seems like a nice man and he's very intelligent, but there's no inspiration there.
None.
DeSantis has the inspiration and he has the governor experience, the executive experience. He is going to have to do the rah-rah and fire people up. That's what you do in politics. Otherwise, if you're boring.
He's going to have to become more likable than a tree stump.
Who?
I mean, like
who?
The guy.
DeSantis?
DeSantis.
He's like, how is he not likable?
So even his close allies said that they were shocked, and pleasantly so, last month when he had a big donor deal down in Florida. They said for the first time ever, he actually went to the tables to talk to his donors. So these are
no, look, he's making a valid point on this. There is an issue, and I think the criticism of DeSantis, and it's early. And by the way, he's untested nationally, so you don't know what's going to happen, which is probably
it's a long
why these other candidates
time
are
in politics.
He won a big state, though. He won one of the most five popular states.
Oh, look, I'm on Team DeSantis, right? But Jeff's point is valid from the standpoint that there's you talk about women voters, and in order to win the White House, you're going to have to be more. The word that comes to mind is empathy, right? You need to be more empathetic. I think he's capable of doing that. I think he's being coached, and he's doing this for the right reasons, and I think the battles that he's picking are going to serve him well in the long run. But when it comes to a national election, if he does clear the primaries, there's no doubt that some of that's going to have to happen.
So if we're talking likability and persona, that's a big thing in politicians. But let's say he's up against Biden. Is Biden likable? Is Biden inspiring?
Well, they thought he was.
Assuming
he's not inspiring.
He's got to get through a primary first. I mean, and I think there's a lot of time between now and then. And, you know, I mean, I was one of those people that said Trump couldn't get elected. And look what happened. I mean, so you just, you know, you don't
I think
know.
It's going to be more fun talking about your side, trying to wiggle their way out of this. Because, honest to God, we've been talking about this now for
80 years old.
It's
he will be
closer.
80.
Yeah.
I think we need a new generation in both parties.
I do, too. Leadership on down.
And I think actually majority of Democrats in early state polling are suggesting that they're ready, you know, for something different. I think if the
so what does that mean, though? Does that mean like a Democrat emerges that isn't Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker or something?
Yeah, I don't think Gavin Newsom's going to be. I think that would be a disastrous move. If you look at the dynamics.
I know, I'm rooting for that. That's why I'm rooting for that one. Yeah.
I know, right?
You could be a Newsom impersonator with that hair, Mark.
Come on.
I know that you guys are just listening on the radio, but you should see his hair today.
The product.
But the product. Who do you have besides Biden?
We got Gretchen Whitmer, who's done the same thing.
They got Pocahontas. Are you kidding me?
You talked about taking a swing state in the way that DeSantis kind of helped.
We're talking about likability?
I think people think Whitmer's great. Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, please give me Gretchen Whitmer, too. That would be amazing.
Raphael Warnock. I love Raphael Warnock in Georgia.
Everybody
we got
that
a great
you name.
Bench.
Stacey Abrams. Come on, Jeff. Throw her in the mix. Have a great weekend. God. Don't get indicted if you're a public official. Goodson, good to see you. Jane's going to hang out. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.